This is Today's Dollar with your host, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Esri from IPG. I'm Mark Andrews, and it is fantastic to have both of you back in the building again.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks, Mark.
I pay them to come in every week so they can keep me company. When's the last time you went to the doctor for major surgery and or brain transplant and you said, gee, I think I want a second opinion? Well, maybe you should think about that with your money as well. And that's kind of what we're going to talk about today, is having a second opinion. There is a lot going on in the world today, especially in the world of finance. And Darwin, how do we get a hold of you guys?
Well, thanks, Mark. It is good to be back. I know, Ron and I have got a lot going on. We've got a lot to talk about today. It is exciting to get back in the studio. Please give us a call. As a matter of fact, if I could ask you to get a pen and paper and write this number down, it's 913-317-9210. And give us a call, even though it's on our show is on Sunday. Call, leave a message. We'll call you back right away. Or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com.
Or you can simply say, Google, please call Ron and DC for me, and it will more than likely work.
That's correct. Today, Mark, we're going to take you in a little bit different direction. Ron and I have been working a little bit, and we're going to talk a little bit about getting a second opinion on a couple of different topics. One is, what if I want to do something with my money short term, 5 years or less, will be one topic. And then we do want to spend quite a little bit of time talking about just general retirement planning and what that process is. And then what happens, when they're done with you and they start making suggestions. So Ron's going to cover a little bit of that. But the first thing I do want to cover is the reason we started this radio show was Ron's been in the business. I've been in the business for quite some time. And Ron came to me one day and said, you know what, Darwin? He said, I've been listening to a lot of these radio shows in the Kansas City area. And while I like them, I mean, they're fine. It just appears like they're always trying to sell something. And he said, I think what we need to do is we need to get on the radio and we need to bring a program to the listeners about education, about retirement and the process of what's available. Because what he really believed and what he convinced me of is that people aren't getting that education. They're just being sold policies when that's not what we want to do. So when you hear, and I know you're going to hear something today. As a matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and tell you, we're not trying to sell you anything on this program, but I do have to tell you, we've got a 2.5% 2-year annuity out there that if you've got CDs that you've got laying around making 50 bips, we've got a place for you for really, really, really short-term money. And I want to let our listeners know about that because it is a hot item in our office right now.
And, right now, I know a lot of people are in panic mode because of what the stock market has been doing. And you guys talked about this, that eventually something's going to happen, and it did.
Yeah, the philosophy is what goes up must come down. And we've been in the business quite some time. And Mark, it's amazing in our practice, when you have a long-term bull run like we've had recently, It's just amazing that the population out there just believes that the market does two things. It goes up a little and it goes up a lot. We just have this real short-term memory about what can truly happen to the market.
Well, that's for sure. And it has certainly gained a lot of attention over the last few days and weeks. And maybe it'll settle down and get back under control. But you guys are all about doing things from a safe position and still at the same time making money and helping people do that. So what exactly are you looking for with a second opinion, Ron?
Well, I want to start with a few years ago, I went down to play baseball at this Royals fantasy camp, and And I went to get up at the plate, and I hit the ball on the fence. I went to run to first base, and I fell flat on my face. And I couldn't get up. And I got up, and they got me to the bench, and I really felt stupid. So I went out to play first base, and they hit a ground ball to me, and I went down to catch it. I couldn't get up again. So anyway, that whole week I had to stay there, and I could get up to the plate, and I could hit a ball, but somebody had to run for me because for some reason, when I tried to run, my legs would give out. Well, I went to a doctor, and I found out that I had degenerating disc, and I went to a major, major operation. Oh, I'm going to say about 4 years ago, took an eight-hour operation. I was out for probably 5 months. And what I learned through that is when you get to something that serious, maybe you need to get a second opinion. Because now I'm 4 or 5 years down the road. I still kind of have pain in my back. And so recently I've gone and got another MRI done. And it was recommended to me, Ron, instead of going back to the surgeon that did your surgery before, why don't you take this information and go to another doctor to see what they might say? And I sit back and I think about this, and I think about all the years that I've tried to help people. And the truth is, a lot of the people that came to see me had already seen somebody else. Actually, they weren't coming to me for a second opinion. Many things that I've shared with people were not new. Maybe they just found their way to me because they were trying to see whatever was recommended to them, could they find something that might be a little bit better? And, you know, I like that approach. I think people, even people that come see me, I encourage them to go out, and if you can find something better, I think you need to go do that. Because I think we have a responsibility to people today for them to get the best they can get. And, you know, Darwin just brought it up recently. A lot of people are looking at short-term savings right now. And in people in this town, they have a lot of money tied up in short-term savings. They feel very comfortable with it, and they're not going to change their philosophy on it. Well, then the job becomes, well, how can I get the best rate on that? So our job is to go out, and if you want to stay 2 years or less, where can I find the best rate, have it guaranteed, and I could earn as much interest as I could? Well, we know the hottest annuity to find is yielding 2.5% compound right now for a 24-month commitment. Now, you know, somebody, let's say they have $10,000, and let's say they were used to making 50 basis points, and now they're going to make 2.5%. Well, that's an extra $200. Somebody might not think that's a big deal, but for somebody who's got $10,000 and they're trying to keep the money safe and close to them, that $200 is a real big deal. So these are the kind of things we try to do. And even when somebody came to talk to us about that, we would say to them, if you can go find a 24-month commitment on savings that's better than 2.5%, we'd be the first ones to tell you to go do that. And even if you have somebody that you're used to working with, if you feel more comfortable with them doing your business, well, then take that information to them, and they can contact us, and we can tell them how to get a hold of that product. That's what we want to represent.
Yeah. So, DC, what does it cost for somebody to come in and talk to you?
Well, it doesn't cost anything, Mark. As a matter of fact,
that's a good price.
It's a very good price. We really are in the business to try to help people do better with their money. I mean, the people that allow us to work with them, you know, our simple task is to get them as much return, as much interest as we possibly can on their money without risking anything. So, typically, the way we operate is, you know, people will call us, we'll invite them into our office, and we just really say, hey, bring in whatever you want to bring in. They'll bring it in, set it down, we'll review it, we'll take a look at it, and we'll just have a discussion for, you know, as long as you want, hour, hour and a half. But the thing that you will not do that first time that you meet with us is buy anything. I mean, as a matter of fact, we'll send you home to think about it probably once or twice or maybe even three times.
Do you have any minimums that people have to have, like $500,000 to invest or something like that?
No, Ron actually gets a kick out of that because we do have some people in the city that you have to have $50,000 or $500,000 before they'll do business with you. I mean, we got people walking in our office. They're just asking for help, and they just want to get a little more interest on their money. Mark, this 2.5% 2-year annuity that you can roll into a 5-year annuity, I'm really, really, really excited about this. And, you know, Ron's talking about smaller deposits, but I'll just give you an example of what happened to me this week. I had one of my friends, used to be my old boss when I was in high school, called me up, and he says, "Darwin, I've got $200,000 in a bank up in Nebraska, and it's my IRA." And he said, "I'm making less than 0.5% on it." He said, "Do you have anything that you can help me get a little more interest out of that?" That's all the money that he has. And I said, "Well, I tell you what, Joe, I've got this new annuity out." He said, "Darwin," he goes, "I got an annuity. It's a 10-year annuity. I don't want to tie it up that long." And I said, "Joe, this is a 2-year annuity." He said, "Really, 2 years? What happens after 2 years?" And I said, "At the end of 2 years, you can either renew it for an additional 3 years at a higher interest rate, or, Joe, you can just take your money and walk away." Well, the difference is, at a 2.5% guaranteed rate on a $200,000 IRA deposit, you know, he's going to make about $5,000 in interest versus about $1,000 that he's making now. That's $4,000 difference to a gentleman that really appreciates the value of a dollar, and he was really, really excited about it. So not only does it work on small deposits, non-qualified deposits, Ron, if I'm not mistaken, we can also put qualified money in that program.
Correct. And let me throw this in, Darwin. I had a client come in this week that I've had for many, many years. And he shared with me, I think he did his first savings with me in 1978. And he came and he said, "Ronnie, you know, the first annuity that I took out with you was $10,000. Well, through the years, he's kind of trusted me with a little more money, and we were laughing at, he's got $1 million. You know, and he's been, but he said, "Here's the thing that really excited me with him." He said, "Ron, I've been retired for over 15 years and I haven't paid one penny in income tax. Not one. Because of the way you helped me set my savings up." And I can tell you right now, he's not a guy that would even look at the stock market. And I don't care how you would try to talk to him, it's just not his comfort level. So I had to learn to work within his comfort level and do the best I could. And it made me feel really good that he was happy with what he had achieved and the value that he thought I might have brought to our relationship. Those are the things that we want to do for people.
All right. Well, hold that thought right there. This is Today's Dollar with Darwin Couch and also Ron Esfri from IPG. I'm Mark Andrews. We're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. This is Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. Your host, DC and Ron, I'm Mark Andrews, and we're talking all things about your money. That's why it's called Today's Dollar. We've been getting some second opinions, which is something you can do absolutely for free. Give them a call, 913-317-317. 9210 or online at todaysdollarshow.com. And in this segment, we're going to transition to a couple other things, but I had a quick question here.
Yes, sir.
My son, in doing his taxes, one of my sons just found out that he has about $3,000 from a IRA that he had at a former employee that he forgot about. So could he call you or come see you about doing something with that?
Oh, absolutely. He should give us a call, and you know, again, we could sit down with him and show him what the alternatives might be with that $3,000 or any other IRA money that he might have.
So you don't have to have $30,000-$40,000 saved up first and all that. So
no,
they're here to help you.
We're just here to help you. You know, we certainly are not prejudiced against people that have money or don't have money. Again, our job. Both of us come from very humble beginnings, so our job is to help people no matter what they have. And that's why this new annuity that, as a matter of fact, I'll just give Ron some props. I mean, he is the man that designed this annuity, he and his actuarial staff, which, you know, by the way, just do a fantastic job on these products. But it's 2.5% guaranteed for 2 years. So if you've got money out there in CDs and money markets, I mean, this is really something that you just need to call us and come in. We'll get you the information on it. You can make the decision whether you want to do it or not. But, folks, I'm just telling you, if you got money in CDs, this is a product that you need to take a look at it. And just while we're talking about this, I know we want to move on, but Ron, would you kind of give us the benefits of this annuity?
Yeah, let me tell you how it came about. An insurance company came to us, and actually they specialize in Medicare supplement plans for seniors. And they said, you know, we get calls all the time, Ron. We do these Medicare supplement plans, and we deal with the elderly people, and they're constantly asking us, well, by the way, do you have any place that we could save a little money if we wanted to? So they decided, why don't we go out and develop an annuity for people? We can go offer it to all these people that buy our Medicare supplement plans. And they came to me and said, Ron, could you design me an annuity short term for seniors? And we'd like to do about $300 million in new deposits every year. So our actuarial staff got together. We looked at their investments and you know, what they wanted to accomplish. And we came up and said, we feel like this would be a very good product for the consumer, and people all the way to age 90 can open up these plans. This is not for somebody, you know, there's many people out here that are 85 years old, and they don't know what to do with their money, and they got it laying in a bank, and they're making nothing. Well, now they got a place that they can go and get a guarantee, and they're willing to set up an account all the way to age 90. Well, what we found out is, you know, they're going to put it on the market, and they're not going to have any problem getting their $300 million in new deposits. And the reason we're excited about it is we think it's a very good value for the consumer. Now, let me tell you where we're different. We don't claim to be smarter than anybody on radio. You know, I listen to radio shows all the time. There's all kinds of professionals out here claiming to be certified financial planners, fiduciary responsible people. We'll do total retirement planning for you. That's not what we're about. And I'm sure they're very, very good people. What we're about is when all that gets done and it gets down to what am I going to do with my money, what we're about is a second opinion. Why don't you come here and see if it's an annuity somebody's wanting you to buy short term, is it the best that I can get? If it's an annuity, you know, one of the things that are happening today in the annuity market, a lot of planners are recommending lifetime income off of these products. And I can tell you, there's good ones and bad ones. But for some reason, we never want to point out the bad ones. We always want to point out the good ones. And let me tell you, not always is it in your favor. So you need to have a place you can go and say, you know, this is what I was recommended. And would you look it over? And we'll tell you whether it's good, bad, or indifferent. And then you can go back to that individual, keep doing your business with them, whatever you want to do. We want to have a place where you can come and get education on a non-biased opinion. So on this short-term savings, the reason we're so excited about it, I don't know any place that will offer you more than 2.5% compound for a 24-month commitment, where it's safe and it's guaranteed, backed by the assets of the insurance company. And we have, in all the 35 years that I've done this, I've never had one client not get every dollar interest they were ever promised. And so you don't have to worry about the safety of the money. So I think people today would really like to have a place where they can go and get that second opinion. And so the reason we got excited is we knew that people and elderly people, I'm going to say maybe 65 to 85 years old, it becomes more difficult for them to find a place. You know, I have a family relation who just turned 96 years old. And the sad thing is this. She called me and said, Ron, I have another $10,000. Can you do anything for me? And I had to tell her, no, I can't. You know, you wore out your welcome. So as long as you're 90 or lower, sometimes we can help you a lot.
Well, that sounds like good advice. DC, how do we get a hold of you?
Give us a call at 913-317-9210. That's 913-317-9210. 9210. Leave a message. We'll get back with you the next day, Monday, Tuesday, or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com and leave a message on our website. And when we get started in the next segment, I do on this 2.5% annuity, I do want Ron to kind of cover what happens at the end of that 2 years and how you can extend that and what your benefits are.
All right, we'll have more coming up on Today's Dollar right here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710 KCMO with your host, Darwin Couch, otherwise known as DC, and Ron Essery from IPG. And I'm Mark Andrews. Today we've been talking about second opinion, short-term savings, and things like that. And DC, I know you wanted to get back into this short-term. My mind is going blank, but then I don't have much of a mind either, so help me out here.
It's our short-term annuity for short-term savings.
Well, at least it wasn't short-term memory.
Gosh, Mark, we've been coming to this office for how long? And I don't know, Ron, are we ever going to get him trained?
Maybe.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure you can tell I'm really excited about this. There's just so much value to our listeners out there that have money in CDs. Because it is short term and it is guaranteed and it is 2.5% interest, but that's not all it offers. And I just wanted Ron to talk about that a little bit because he designed it. Ron, help us out with that.
Yeah, I'll tell you what you're going to find. When you go today and you look at people that put money in banks and they buy CDs, every time I've worked with a customer, I'll say, when was the last time you cashed one in? You know what they tell me? Oh, I don't know, Ron. I've just had it there for the last 10 years. But I like keeping it short term because you never know. I might need the money. Well, I understand the philosophy behind it. Well, in this particular annuity, it's designed to stay short term. I think that's a really good move for you right now because everybody's starting to look. You know, interest rates might start rising here a little bit. And if I stay short term, I want to be positioned that a couple years from now, if I wanted to do something different, I could. So let's take an example of this little annuity. Let's say you go in there and you give them $20,000. Well, and let's say you take the 2.5%. Well, your 2.5% compound guaranteed for 2 years. And within that time frame, they allow you to have a 5% free withdrawal. So if I had $20,000 and somebody said this year I could make a withdrawal, I could take $1,000 out of there and not pay any penalties. Most people don't want to take more than the money's earning anyway. So they wouldn't even take that 5%. They might take the 2.5% if they're living on it, but also if they don't spend it, they don't have to claim it on their income tax. So that 2.5% compounds. What happens at the end of 2 years, the insurance company comes to you and says, what do you want to do with your money? You have two options in that contract. You can renew it for 2 years and probably get the same rate they offered you, or you can ask them what their 3-year rate is. And they could offer you a 3-year rate. Or you could walk away and go do something different with your money. And if you turned around and said, well, I really want to stay short term again, but maybe this time I'll go 3 years. Give me what the 3-year rate is. It's all designed to keep your money safe, to get as much interest as we can, but stay short term. If you go to a bank today and you say, give me a savings account, and I want to be able to be liquid 24 months down the road, just ask them what the rate is, and you'll see the value in this annuity. And the reason, once again, they created it is they're setting up Medicare supplement plans for people all over the United States. And these people say, wow, you got a place that I could save a little bit of my money and do a good job with it.
Well, that sounds like a fantastic plan, and I don't know why wouldn't you want to do that? It seems like a logical thing to do.
Well, a lot of it, and that's why we want you to write our number down and todaysdollarshow.com.
Wait a minute. I got paper and pencil here. Go ahead.
It's because, you know, people are – what happens is they're going to listen to our show today, but their CD may not renew for 3 months. And, you know, unless they get this written down and give us a call and let us know what's going on, they may forget about it. But the opportunity is there. And I'm telling you, it's strong, and it's going to help a lot of people in this community for sure.
Well, and Darwin, let me point this out too. You might have a CD today, and you may say, wow, Ron, it doesn't come due for another 4 months. You're making such small interest on it. You would be smarter to go cash that CD in, pay that little penalty at that bank, take it over, get a higher rate, and 12 months from now, you're going to be money ahead by changing.
Way, way ahead. You're right.
Because when a rate is so small, the penalty's small with it. So don't think because you got a little penalty that you couldn't make a change. Because if somebody's paying you 0.5% and somebody offers you 2.5%, you know as well as I do, in a year you're farther money ahead than you were before.
Can you roll stuff out of like an IRA into this, or is this totally different?
Absolutely. You can use this. It's called qualified money or non-qualified. Some people can take their IRAs and roll it in there. Maybe they're used to having it in a CD at a bank because they feel safe with that. You know, people have done very, very well in the market lately over the past few years. And maybe you've reached a point where, you know, maybe I just want to get conservative and protect everything I've already done. Well, in a qualified account, you can take that, roll it over, put it in an annuity, and these are the rates you get when you're wanting short term. You know, the other thing we wanted to talk about today on Second Opinion, there's a lot of talk today about retirement planning. I tell you what, I can listen to these radio shows on Saturday and Sunday, and there must be a dozen people talking about retirement planning. And they talk about how to get you where you want to go, how you set up all the goals. They're very smart people that are doing this. But I'll tell you, here's where we come in. When you get down to finishing up what you're talking to them about, then somebody sits with you and says, I think it's appropriate that you have an annuity today with an income rider that'll guarantee you income for life. Well, I can tell you that it is all over the board with these products, and you better get a second opinion. And I'm going to give you an example. Do you realize that you can have an income rider on a tax-deferred annuity, you can carry it, and you're going to pay fees to have this? And many people will buy this, never use the benefit, but they'll pay the fee anyway. Because you have to make the decision at the time you buy the contract instead of when you make a decision of whether you want to use it for that or not. So you need to be very careful. The other thing is the fees typically of these contracts are very high compared to the yield that's being paid on the annuity. So in essence, you're giving somebody a large sum of money for an exchange for a payment. So what we look at is, we'll take an example. It's very common for somebody to have $300,000 in an IRA today. You say, you know, I want to have an income I can't outlive, and I want you to put it in this annuity, and I want to have a guaranteed income for life. Well, an insurance company will come in and say, here's the fee for that. What we do is we look at the payment, we look at when you want to start, and we look at how many years do you have to receive that payment before you even break even. And I'll tell you what you're going to find. In many cases, you're going to have to live beyond life expectancy for that to be a benefit for you. So these are things that we want to discuss with you, and we would probably recommend try to find one today where there is no fee. Because the truth is, you don't know if you're going to do it or not. So why pay a fee if you're not sure what you're going to use it for? Typically, those benefits are good for people that have more income need than they have money. So they're going to draw more than it earns each year. So in a few years, their money's all gone and they're just left with a payment. Well, there's different annuities you can buy today that if you're willing to wait a little while, we can show you how to get set up with one of those, have guaranteed income for life. But because the interest is so good in the annuity, it will support the payment, so your money will not vanish. A lot of people don't know about that benefit. Am I right, Darwin?
That's right. And what we'll do, and you know, we've had Shane and Carrie in here before on our shows. I mean, these guys are experts. I mean, they design the annuities. They know the math behind it. I mean, you know, Ron gives it to them and says, listen, tell me what this means to my client. And like he said, we're here to give you a second opinion. If you want to go back and do business with your broker or your agent, we're fine with that. We just want to make sure that you make the right choices, or that you get the education that you need to make an informed decision.
And that's something you can't do without information, and you guys supply that. And that's a good thing. You can reach them at 913-317-9210 or online at todaysdollarshow.com. We're going to have more coming up right after this. This is Today's Dollar here on FM 103.7 and AM 710. KCMO, I'm Mark Andrews, and DC and Ron are here. And DC, give us that phone number one more time.
Mark, the phone number is 913-317-9210. That's 913-317-9210. Or look us up on todaysdollarshow.com.
All right. And for once, I turned your mic on time.
Right.
I'm getting better as we go along. It's all about learning how to safely handle your money. But, you know, if you wanted to be real safe, you could put it in a drawer somewhere, but you're not going to make much interest. But you guys help design, and this is the fascinating thing, is how much you design these annuities and things like that, because you understand what it is you're doing, and you help people keep their money safe, but at the same time, get a very good return on that money as well. And I know that Ron had a couple of stories he wanted to talk about, I believe.
Yeah, we do want to talk about a couple of samples that Ron has, some of his clients have experienced. But the one thing on a second opinion that I wanted to bring up real quick also, we don't talk about this enough, but one of the things that will ruin a retirement plan faster than anything is long-term care. So if you're getting a second opinion, the one thing that you want to make sure is that if something happens to you and you have to go into a long-term care facility or an assisted living facility or a home health care or whatever it may be, that you have access to those funds. And most of the products that we work with and that Ron and his staff design have what we call an enhanced benefit rider, where we can access more of that money, because obviously you're probably in a position where you need to access more of the money. It's called wealth transfer. Ron wants to talk a little bit about asset transfer with a client that he has. So if you're 65 years old and you're looking at retirement, you know, a lot of people, they don't buy long-term care, Mark. They don't buy it because, number one, they can't afford it. They don't know what in our history, we can tell you that the rates on those policies have done nothing but escalate. And I think at one time, I don't know, they probably had 10 or 15 companies that actually provided long-term care, and I think we're probably down to 4 or 5. I mean, I don't know if those numbers are accurate, but many of these companies have bailed out of the long-term care business. So,
well, it's expensive, I can tell you that.
It's very expensive, but it's real. And so when you're getting that second opinion – and you come into our office, I mean, that is something that we're going to visit about. I mean, there's several things that we can do, with your deposits to help you be in a better position in case something like that happens and still maintain a good stream of income for you in retirement. So when you're 65, that's a good time to take a look at that. I mean, even if you're 70, 75. But that's good for when you just start to retire at 65. But I do want Ron to talk a little bit about how does that benefit somebody that's 75, 76, 77 years old, Ron?
Yeah, I want to just touch base a little. I'm thinking of an individual that I started doing business with about 8 years ago. And actually, he had come to me with a second opinion. He'd gone to a seminar and listened to a pitch. And he came to me and he said, Ron, you know, this is kind of what they're asking me to do. And I said, well, you know, if you want to go down that road, I think it's a good road to go down. I don't know that I would have picked what they're choosing for you. I might do something different. And I did do something different for him. Well, if you'll remember back, the S&P was at 900 back in 2007 and 8. Well, he got in kind of at the right time. So I took his money and I tied his interest credits to what we call index options. Well, we go 6 years down the road and we kind of got lucky. And without risking the money he gave me, just trying to get a better interest credit on his money, he was able to almost double that money in 6 years. Now he comes to see me recently last year. He's 78 years old. Ron, what do I do? I said, well, what do you want to do with your money? Well, really, I'd like to give it to an orphanage in Thailand. And I said, well, you know, you have 4 children. He goes, I understand that, Ron. But he said, my children are not blind. They're not missing legs or arms. And I feel like God is calling me to provide some money for this orphanage. I said, well, it's your money. He said, what do I do? I said, well, if you're willing today to leverage your behavior, and what I mean by that is I can put you in an annuity that can give you 2 benefits. One is cash, the one we're trying to grow your money, and another is a benefit. Now, if you're willing to leave the money alone, and let's say this is money you know you're never going to spend, you're saving it for this charity, or maybe you're saving it for your children, I don't know, but the benefit will always be bigger than the cash. We were able to get what's called a 14% annual point-to-point cap for him based on the S&P 500 on a one-year basis. Well, last year the market did really well. So 1 year, we're down the road, his annual report comes in, and I'll be darned on that $275,000 by the time he got his little bonus that they offered and the credits he made on his money, he was up $50,000 in 1 year.
Wow.
In 1 year, without risking his $275,000. I didn't know that was going to happen because I didn't know what the market was going to do. But I knew when he gave me the $275,000, it wouldn't go lower than $275,000. That's what he wanted. Now, can he walk away with cash? No. That's the benefit. And what happens is when he dies, that benefit converts to cash. So as long as he leaves it alone, it's just like cash. And in his world, he said, you know, Ron, I couldn't have done any better with that. And he's so happy that he's creating this tremendous amount of money for this orphanage that he's so dear to his heart. So there's many ways that you can do business with a company. You can either do it in cash, you can do it in benefits, but it's about leveraging your behavior and your money to accomplish what you want to get accomplished.
That's a great story and a great thing to do. You can reach DC and Ron at 913-317-9210 or a little bit later on today. It should be up on the podcast should you want to repeat this if you missed anything. KCMO Talk Radio. Excuse me. KCMOradio.com. Thank you. Talkradio.com. Okay, we're all right here. DC, bail me out. I need help.
Well, I just to kind of close with what Ron was saying. You know, Ron didn't have any idea what Paul wanted to do 20, 30 years in the future. And when you come in and visit with us, you know, that's what we're trying to do with you is to try to plan and look ahead in the future. What is it that you want to do with your money? I mean, things may change 10 or 15 years down the road to where you may come to us and say, you know what, I am not going to ever need this money. I'm not going to touch this money. What can I do to leverage that, maybe to get more to my heirs or more to a charity? And that's something that we want to do on an ongoing basis. We've got all these vehicles, that all these policies, all these insurance companies that we know front to back that we can put you in a position to win. And that's truly what we're trying to do, Mark, is put you in a position to win.
Well, and Darwin, let me add this. Some of you have CPAs that you work with, planners. You can send these professionals to us. We can sit down with our actuaries. We can work with anybody that you're used to working with so they can help understand what you're trying to accomplish also.
That's the best thing. Give it a try. 913-317-9210 or online at todaysdollarshow.com. Well, guys, I thank you for coming in today, and I'm learning. I'm getting there. It's making sense.
That's our goal, Mark.
And if you want to learn how to handle your money, again, it's today's dollar, 913-317-9210. And I will see you guys next time.
Thank you, Mark.